And we have the news now from Brian Jennings.
The European Central Bank's Governing Council meets today in Frankfurt. Amid speculation, it will announce another 0.75% increase in interest rates. Inflation across the euro area is running at just under 10%, way ahead of the ECB target rate of 2%. Our economics correspondent Robert Short.
The European Central Bank has already increased rates twice this year, a half a percentage point in July and three quarters of a percentage point in September. Market analysts widely expect rates to be increased by another three quarters of a percentage point today, as the latest data shows inflation across the euro area moving beyond energy to other parts of the economy. Inflation in the euro area is currently running at 9.9%. Inflation in Ireland in September was 8.2%. There are approximately 400,000 households in Ireland with tracker and variable rate mortgages who will be most exposed to any rate rise. The rate increases are also coming as many indicators point to Europe's economy slowing down.
The Northern Ireland Assembly is to be recalled today, as the prospect remains of fresh elections being called. MLAs will attempt to elect a new speaker, which is needed before a power-sharing executive can be formed. The Northern Ireland Secretary Chris Heaton-Harris said he will call an election if the parties do not form an executive by midnight tonight. Our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley.
Politicians will return to Stormont at noon today. On the face of it, it's a last chance to elect an executive and stave off an election. But we already know the outcome. It won't be successful, and the clock will keep ticking towards a midnight deadline. At that point, devolution is suspended, a fresh election will be called, and voters in Northern Ireland will have to go back to the polls just 6 months since the last time they voted. There's real public anger and apathy about that prospect. The timing of the election, expected 2 weeks before Christmas, and the fact that it's costing £6 million in a cost of living crisis will make it a tough campaign for the politicians. That, and the fact that there's no real prospect of progress after it. Conor McCauley, RTÉ News, Belfast.
Fines relating to 16 road safety offences have doubled from midnight. Fines doubling include for speeding to €160 and for mobile phone use and non-wearing of seatbelts to €120. Motorists failing to ensure that a child is properly restrained, unaccompanied learner drivers and those not displaying the correct plates also face bigger penalties. On this programme, Minister of State at the Department of Transport, Hildegard Nocton, said the measures were just part of the road safety plan.
This is evidence produced by the Road Safety Authority, who carry out a lot of research, and these are some of the key traffic offences, road offences, that have a direct consequence in relation to the number of road fatalities. These penalties on their own are not going to help reduce the overall number of people dying every year on our roads, but it's part of, I suppose, the enforcement, which is absolutely key.
The UN Secretary General António Guterres has said countries must make tackling climate change their main priority to avoid catastrophic global warming. He told the BBC that other problems such as global inflation and Russia's invasion of Ukraine had distracted governments from the challenge. A new UN report has found that levels of the three main greenhouse gases contributing to global warming reached record levels in 2021. Speaking ahead of the COP27 climate conference in Egypt next month, Mr. Guterres warned of drastic consequences for the world unless it was able to reverse the present trend on emissions.
Net zero in 2050 is essential, but we will not get to net zero if we don't start reducing emissions now. We are at risk to reach some tipping points. And after those tipping points are reached, there are changes that are completely irreversible. There is a moment in which we risk to have the whole ice cap of Greenland disappearing. There are risks of other developments that will be game changers in the worst possible direction.
Police say a man has been charged with the murder of Liam Christie in Antrim Town last week. The PSNI launched a murder investigation following the discovery of the father of three's body at a house in the Craig Hill area last Thursday. He'd been shot a number of times. A 44-year-old man is due before Ballymena Magistrates Court later today. He's also been charged with firearms offences. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Why not upgrade to an award-winning Grant Vortex boiler for reliable and efficient home heating? Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
Rain this morning will break up in the afternoon and it'll be drier for a time with some sunshine. Heavy rain in the west by evening. Highest temperatures 15 to 18 degrees. Moderate southerly winds will increase fresh to strong and gusty later.